This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Mary Shudden with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. If you've been paying attention lately, there's been a lot of talk about how many media organizations relied too much on flawed polling and survey data in predicting outcomes. With that in mind, we're going to throw caution to the wind right now and discuss some new data. Up front, we need to say we know there are pitfalls, but we're also doing everything we can to avoid talking about predictable topics. We want to offer you something original and insightful. So, Kelly, let's talk turkey.
You bet.
Thanks to the internet, we've learned that we are a deeply divided nation when it comes to how we celebrate Thanksgiving, the most American of holidays. What are some of the divides?
Okay, so pie, for one. According to Google Trends, most of the people in this country, as they get close to Thanksgiving, think that there is a clear front runner when it comes to pie, and that would obviously be pumpkin pie. However, while that's true here in Florida and in 32 other states, that is not universal in every state.
Now, is the runner-up to pumpkin pie anywhere close?
Not close, but apple pie is the front runner in 13 states.
Let me guess here. There's a third alternative choice in all this, isn't there?
Okay, yes. Alabama, Mississippi, and Louisiana, they're doing their own thing. They're hunting down pecan pie recipes.
Not pecan pies?
I think if you're in Alabama, it's pecan.
I like that. What else do we know about our country based on specious polls and surveys?
Okay, so it turns out we're deeply divided in the research we do about cooking our turkeys also. So in the middle of the country, starting from Texas and going right up through the Midwest all the way into Montana, all of those people are looking to smoke their turkey on Thanksgiving. You know who disagrees with them?
No.
So out west, all those states in the upper Midwest, in the Northeast, and right here in Florida, we are much more traditional and we are looking to roast our turkeys. There's also a bunch of outliers here. Louisiana, Georgia, South Carolina, North Carolina, Kentucky, those people are going to fry their birds, according to Google search.
How else are we divided?
Okay, well, what do you think is more popular on Thanksgiving Day? Searching for information about football or about the Macy's Day Parade?
Without a doubt, football.
Okay, yes, in most of the country. But there's this weird middle section that spans from Missouri through the entire industrial Midwest where the parade wins. And where do you think Florida falls?
Floridians by far have got to look more at football than the parade.
Okay, well, you're wrong. At least last year, because searches for the parade won. But to be fair, it's really a statistical dead heat here in Florida. So once again, swing state.
Kelly, this information is a lot of fun, but why is this part of Making Sense in the Media?
Most of this data comes from Google Trends, which is one of my favorite places to poke around on the internet when I'm bored. Years ago, Google figured out that in this new media environment, you could predict certain things like a viral outbreak of the flu by looking at what people are searching for. When they started digging into more of their search data, they discovered all kinds of crazy insights about America and the various regions within America. It's just more evidence that our media ecosystem is a living, breathing organism that encompasses all of us.
Let's face it, all of us go to the Google machine constantly to look for information. Kelly, which pie recipe are you Googling right now?
You know, I like being in the minority, so I think I'm looking for pecan pies this week.